With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a clearer picture of the new Republican leadership is emerging. GOP senators elected John Thune as the new majority leader. Thune says he plans to serve everyone.
I promise to be a leader who serves the entire Republican conference. We'll have an ambitious agenda, and we'll take each and every Republican working together to be successful.
Thune won in a secret ballot vote of 29-24, beating out opposing candidate Senators John Cornyn of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida. Thune has held the Republican whip position since 2019. President-elect Trump has chosen Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democratic member of Congress and presidential candidate, to serve as Director of National Intelligence. And Trump says he will nominate Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida to serve as his attorney general, putting a loyalist in the role of the nation's top prosecutor. In selecting the congressman, Trump passed over some of the more established attorneys whose names had been mentioned as being contenders for the job. President Biden and President-elect Trump met face-to-face in a historic White House meeting today, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After exchanging harsh words during the campaign, the two leaders sat side by side in the Oval Office. President Biden said he looked forward to a smooth transition and welcomed Donald Trump back to the White House. The president-elect acknowledged that politics is tough, but was grateful for the warm welcome.
It is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much. A transition that's so smooth, it'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jim.
You're welcome.
Then the two men shook hands and began their private meeting. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are on hold in Louisiana.
The state has a law that requires all public schools post the Decalogue in every classroom, but a federal judge has suspended the legislation while a challenge plays out in court. The American Civil Liberties Union is representing a group of families who believe the Ten Commandments law is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The commandments were to be displayed along with the Mayflower Compact and other documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be a 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. This is SRN News. Philadelphia's mass transit system is proposing a 21.5% fare increase starting New Year's Day.
The system also considering severe service cuts taking effect this summer. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority scheduled a December 13th public hearing on its proposal. If approved by SEPTA's board, riders would be paying the increase on top of a proposed separate interim average fare increase of 7.5% that the panel is due to consider later this month. If that's passed, it would take effect December 1st. SEPTA last raised fares in 2017. John Scott reporting.
Disruptions to Amtrak service on the Northeast Corridor are continuing as downed wires have halted service between Philadelphia and Wilmington, Delaware. Meanwhile, service between New York and New Haven, Connecticut remains suspended because of a fire near a train route in New York City. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.